over the Americans and their twin idols of democracy and capitalism. These are the self-anointed foot soldiers of God, embroiled in a divine cosmic struggle between good and evil, the righteous and the sinful, Islamic truth and Western ignorance. September 11th brought this threat home with an obscene clarity that crystallized the urgency of the new global threat to U.S. national security. More tragically, the 9/11 attacks revealed the vulnerability of American civilian targets and irrevocably stripped away America's sense of remoteness from foreign terrorism. It had for years remained something that happened over there, while Americans slept in the sanctuary of geographic isolation, ignorant of the growing threat that crept ever closer to American soil. Now, the threat was here. America has responded with a semi-war footing, hoisting the flag, sacrificing certain civil liberties in the name of security, and rallying around the government in a time of national crisis. But this war is different from others. There is no formal declaration of war against an identifiable foreign government or state. There is no discernible line of engagement or territorial battlefield. And the enemy does not face us with an armada of battleships, fleets of fighter jets, or organized ground forces. We have entered a new era with a new type of warfare.